And so in this meditation, we honor the life changes that are present in our hearts today. I will name a series of five different kinds of transitions. I invite you, adults and kids too, to stand as you are able for whichever change has affected you this year. Each group can remain standing until we all repeat the refrain written in your order of service, "We hold you in our love." And then you can sit. I'll talk you through as we go. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let us begin by acknowledging those among us who have been affected by the arrival of a new life. Please stand if in the past year or so a child has been born or will soon be born or adopted into your extended family. A child or a grandchild, nieces and nephews, cousins, baby brothers or sisters. We light this candle for you, for the gift of tiny fingers and toes, for the disruption of schedules and routines, for the excitement and wonder of watching a little package of person slowly unfolding into its own unique splendor, for the way your heart becomes more vulnerable when it attaches itself to the fate of a fragile new life. Let the congregation say together the refrain printed in your order of service, "We hold you in our love." We acknowledge those among us who have been affected by a death. You are invited to stand as you are able if someone in your life has recently died or is dying. If you are not able to stand, you may raise your hand if you wish. We light this candle for you, for your loss, for your grief, for any complicated emotions that may accompany the grief, and for healing. Let us say together our congregational affirmation, "We hold you in our love." We acknowledge those among us who have been affected by a different loss. You are invited to stand as you are able if you carry with you any kind of loss, a dear friend or relative who has moved far away, a divorce, separation, or breakup that affects you or the family you're in, a loss of health that forces us to adapt to new ways of living, reading glasses, a walker, a hearing aid, any kind of loss that feels significant to you. We light this candle for you, for your loss, for your sorrow, for frustration, also for resiliency, for courage, for the ability to adjust and adapt. Let us say together the affirmation, "We hold you in our love." We acknowledge those among us who have recently completed something significant. You are invited to stand as you are able if you are graduating from a school, if you have retired from a job, if you have completed a big project or stepped down from a volunteer position, such as serving as board president. Stand if you are finishing something that feels significant to you. We light this candle for you, for accomplishments, for endings, for shifts in identity, for the wondering what comes next. Let us say our affirmation. We hold you in our love. Lastly, we acknowledge those among us who are beginning something. You are invited to stand as you are able if you have moved or will be moving into a new home or new location. If you will be starting a new school or grade level, a new job, a new project, a new relationship, any new adventure. We light this candle for you, for the excitement, the nervousness, the possibilities, the unknown. Let us say together, we hold you in our love. And we light one candle for everyone else. For even when we are not experiencing any of the big capital L, capital T life transitions, we are all riding the bumpy road of life's constant changes, those little changes that perpetually shift our experience of living. So many changes. I invite you now, in your mind, to choose one transition that is most present with you today. It could be big, it could be small. Just choose one change that is affecting your life. If you have a hard time thinking of anything, try a generic change like getting older. Now look at the yin-yang symbol in your order of service, or if you are a child, you have a coloring sheet. Look at the sheet that has the yin-yang on it. Think about the whole circle as a symbol for that change in your life. On one side are the things that are hard about that change. On the other side are the comforts or blessings to be found in the midst of that change. With words or pictures, or just in your imagination, fill in the blanks. First, as you look at one side, think about or write or draw what is hard about that change. Things you're worried about, or scared of, things that hurt, things you will miss. If you are a child sitting near a grown-up, you can whisper with your grown-up about what you will draw or write. When you are ready, look at the other side of the yin-yang and think about what comfort or blessings might be found amidst that change. For the changes that are awful, what might bring you comfort? For the changes that are frightening, where might you find courage? For the changes that are exciting, what might bring you joy? How might you open yourself to the blessings of life in the midst of change? Feel free to continue writing and drawing and thinking as we continue with our service. As you walk through the changes that life brings your way, may you feel held in the love of the greater whole. Thus held, may you remain open, able to notice the little things and big things that make your heart glad. So may it be. Amen. The bridging ceremony is a Unitarian Universalist tradition that gives concrete form to significant transitions of ages and stages in our congregational community. Our bridges walk from the past into the future through an archway hung with the banners of our seven principles. As they emerge on the other side, the yin-yang wheel will spin, hard stuff and blessings blended together. To lead the way, I invite Suzanne Dearman forward, who has this year finally agreed to accept our repeated attempt to bestow on her the honor of becoming an elder in our congregation. Elders are chosen for their extraordinary dedication and service to our congregation. Suzanne, the elders will welcome you in an official ceremony in September. For now, we, your spiritual community, send you through the arch with our gratitude and love and welcome you on the other side as our honored elder. Our next bridger is Braden Young. Braden has been playing piano for this congregation since he was 15 years old, and his mom had to drive him to work. Braden has, you can just stand here. Braden has since grown into such a talented musician that when he applied for a master's program in collaborative piano, he ended up with two universities fighting over him. The lucky winner was the University of Toronto. Braden and his sister Hillary will offer us a farewell concert on August 15th, and they will both be off on their respective musical adventures. It is a huge change for Braden, and it is a huge change for us. I, for one, will miss how he chooses the perfect music for any given theme, how he magically expands or contracts candle lighting music as needed, and how, without any prompting, he transforms an awkward transition into a meaningful moment. We will miss you, Braden. We are saddened by our own loss, but we rejoice with you in your success. As a token of our love and good wishes, we will send you off with this to hang on your wall. It is a drawing of you playing piano by a child. It says, "We love you, Braden," and is surrounded by our signatures. Take this with you as you go off into that bright future of yours. Know that our love and appreciation goes with you.
Kalina Dyer, one of our congregation's youth advisors. I serve along our other advisors, John Hall and Marion Salazzo. It is my pleasure to present to you our graduating high school seniors who are bridging today into young adulthood. Please come forward as I call your names. Zoe Brimacombe, Farron Clark, Isabel Hurley, Elijah Merritt Hitch, Anna Salazzo, and Jamie Van Gessel. We also have Marie Drew, Brody Thorne, and Kieran Domney, who are also bridging today, but are with us in spirit. This is a time of tremendous change and stress for our youth. It is a time where many of them will travel to new cities, study in new schools, take on new jobs, and live with new people. For our youth, we are given the image of a bridge. On one side of the bridge is childhood and adolescence, where they have become leaders and role models for their younger friends and acquaintances. On the other side is a scary and vast frontier of the unknown, full of boundless opportunities and new challenges. Also on the other side is us. We, the adult members of this church community, along with members of the wider Unitarian Universalist community, stand on the other side with our arms open to hug them, our minds prepared to mentor them, and our hearts prepared to learn from them. Today we honor you, our bridging youth. We express our pride in what you have already accomplished and what we know you will accomplish in the future. I hope that you bridgers know you can always find a home in the Unitarian Universalist religious community, whether it is this one here or at a congregation in Boston or Halifax. This is one of the few havens in your busy lives where you will find hundreds of kindred spirits who wish you well in life, who love you unconditionally, and will gladly join hands with you as we work to make the world a better place. One of the last activities this group did together was a credo workshop facilitated by Marion. Here to share their faith statements with us are Jamie Van Gessel and Zoe Brimacone. So this is what I've learned in over 10 years at church. Some were told to me, some I was nudged towards, and some I had the support to figure out on my own. Consent is sexy. Protect yourself and others. Respect everyone, especially yourself. Love and be loved. Try new things. Create a supportive community. Find peace, love, strength, hope. I said love twice. Compassion and healing in a supportive community. Always stay for tea, coffee, snacks, and conversation. Unless you don't want to. Take time for yourself and give other people time. Be open to change and accept that truth is personal. Be amazed. Amaze yourself. Freedom comes from within, and once you are free, you are free to help others do the same. Sometimes a spark is all it takes. You are not perfect. Neither is anyone else. It is all our imperfections that make us the beautiful, lovable, perfect beings that we are. It all comes down to creating something that you want to be a part of, that you are a part of, both alone and with others.
I've grown up among Unitarians. My parents were married by a Unitarian minister in an interfaith chapel. Here, in this community, I've learned that we can loan tiny sums of money to people far away and change lives. I've learned not to take things for granted so much. In this building, among this body of bodies, I've discovered the origins of my faith and how to put on a condom, and and how to love, and how to listen. The Unitarian Church has been my fertilizer, and I know plant analogies are overused, but it's true. I've seen my friends sprouting and flowering here. I've seen them gathering dew and making plans for new petals. We differ from flowers, however, because we migrate, and not always in herds. First it was from our parents' laps to the story at the front of the sanctuary, and then down the arm arches to RE. And then it was from children's group to youth. And now who knows where we'll go. Maybe we're more like baby birds who found that faith under their feathers makes them more buoyant in a wind or a world that tries to drag them down. By the time we're youth, we've begun perching on the edges of our nest to peer at what's beyond. That's what Unitarianism does. It gives us a vision, or rather, it helps us create our own. Our eyes have grown strong from reading songbooks and Bibles and faces and palms. Our wings have been toughened from tree planting and yurt building and long, long, long hugs. I still don't know my purpose. That lies somewhere else. But this community has prepared me for my quest. It's given me maps and marked likely spots and manifested for me a moral compass. I believe in this church of people, this church of learning and growing and flying away to ignite the divine spark wherever we find it.
Thank you, Jamie and Zoe, for offering us such wisdom. Before we actually let them go through the bridge, I just need to make the bridge a little bit bigger because this is a big time in their lives. And I also want to acknowledge a couple of people who have spent a lot of Sundays and other days with this group too. Amy Anderson and Emil Mogensen have, you know, they've been with these guys pretty much since kindergarten. Will you come up? And I think we just need to augment the archway a little bit, please. There's been a group that's bigger than this, even in the farmhouse this year. Sean Van Gessel, I see you way at the back. I think we're missing Kieran Hitch, aren't we, today? But I wanted him to help make the bridge. But Paloma and Gemma are here. Sean, will you come up too and help make the bridge? We got to have a big bridge for them. And I think the rest of the other siblings might come up too, because this is really big for siblings to have someone graduate. So Aaron and Sarah and Dylan, would you please help make the bridge bigger? Good. It's a sad thing for all of us in so many ways to say goodbye to you, for your peers who've been with you so long, for many members of the congregation who've known and loved you for so many years, your siblings, your parents. It's a big time, and yet we have to let you go. We have to let you go and wish you well on your way. So in a moment, we're going to sing for you. The words are in the order of service. How could anyone ever tell you? And as these bridging youth walk through the archway, again, the yin and yang will spin for them to remind them how things change with time. Feelings change. So let's, can you guys make the bridge? Make it a little bit, you know, nice for them to, oh, should I help you? Do we have enough people there? So form an archway, please, and please remain in your seats as we sing.
How could anyone ever tell you you are less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How if you are connected to my anyone ever tell you you are less?